A trip to China. You said you went to China when you were a child to adopt your little sister. Some people say they have experienced a culture shock there. Did you?
Well, I must say yes. I had to face a handful of these culture shocks. First of all, there were people taking pictures of me wherever I went.
No wonder with your blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yes, it's very uncommon in China. Therefore, for my entire 2-week trip, people continually asked me if they could take a photo of me. I don't remember all the places, but I'm sure I had my picture taken in the streets, on the Great Wall, and at a McDonald's restaurant. People also pointed at me a lot, especially at my eyes. This was vastly different from what I experienced in America, for example, where I blended right in.
What did you find the most surprising as a child?
I remember being in a very poor area and seeing kids smoking from outside our tour bus. I felt terrible for them and asked my parents why they were smoking. They explained to me how some people aren't as fortunate as us. These kids were also living in run-down shacks. I still think back to that and remember how fortunate I am to live in the Western world and have proper accommodation and food.
What about traffic? I heard it can be rather chaotic.
Yes, everyone drove all over the place. There was no giving way to pedestrians. From what I remember, cars zipped by and there weren't any enforced traffic rules. On more than one occasion, I was afraid we were going to crash. Once we got my sister, my parents were sitting with her on the back seat and I had to sit on the front seat of the car, on the lap of one of our translators, without the seatbelt fastened, while the other drove. That scared my parents because if we were hit, I would have gone flying through the windscreen.
I also heard there are squat toilets where you can't sit down.
Yes, this is a very common culture shock. 10-year-old me could not figure out how to use squat toilets. Fortunately, only a few places had them. My mum was always on the lookout for Western-style toilets for me.
I would say you were lucky to get a sister and that China was okay with fostering. Some countries aren't so flexible.
Thinking back, the treatment of foster kids breaks my heart. They seem to have it pretty rough. My sister was taken into a room with us. Her foster mum said something like, "This is your new mum," and just left her. She was 2.5 years old and she didn't even try to introduce her to us. So the first few days were really difficult for her and us. But in the end, she made a wonderful addition to our family.